It's trimming. Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, the G-Man, and yes, I am back with another edition of 5 Minutes with the G. And boy, vlog you number 9, it's our time to shine. Yes, people. You know what, I just want to send a big thank you to everybody out there who's subscribed, liked and shared our videos, who supported us over the past 10 years or so. We appreciate it so much. You know, everybody from the PT family appreciates, you know, your love and support. Just want to say, people, you know, 2021's coming around the corner, and you know, we've got bigger and better things to come, so keep tuned. You get me? Subscribe to our YouTube channel, like the videos, share the videos, turn on the notifications, so when those videos drop, you will be the first to be notified. And you know what, before I even move on, I just again want to send a big shout out to the PT family members. Shout out to the Straight Shooting LJ, Jezzy Fizzle, JBK, and Nathan Arsenal. Yes, and you know what, people, check their videos out. You get me? Like, you're checking out my videos too. You know, some great content on our YouTube channel. Absolutely. And once again, I know I've repeated myself, but once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for the support. But you know what, we're going to get into this topic of this week, which is the best of 2020. It's just me recapping 2020, looking at the best team, best players, best goal sort of thing. So you know what, just to get started, get right into this, because I, you know, I don't want to make this vlog too long, because I know you people want to get out there and start partying, celebrate 2021. So yeah, let's start off with the best team, and I'm going to start with goalkeeper. Goalkeeper, I'm going to say Alisson Becker of Liverpool. Definitely one of the best goalkeepers in the Premier League. You know, he's formidable at you know, keeping clean sheets, but not just that, you can tell how good a goalkeeper is when he's missing, and when he's missing, Liverpool tend to do start leaking goals, and then when he's back in, he's the plug. On the left of defence, I'm going to go Andy Robinson for Liverpool, and on the right, I'm going to go Trent Alexander-Arnold. Both of them formidable fullbacks. Not only are they decent defenders, but they are incredible attacking players as well, and they help with providing support for the midfield and providing assists for goals. So, you know, every team needs those sort of players, and when you've got them, you know, it just makes your team a lot better. Centrally, I'm going to go for Virgil van Dijk. I think, without question, you know, he's one of the best central defenders in the Premier League. At the moment, he's injured, which, you know, has taken a couple of months off his 2020. But even with the months that he's been missing, he's still one of the best and considered one of the best in the league. Alongside him, I would have Connor Cody, who I think has had a great breakthrough international year. You know, he's just built on from the season before, and he's broken into the England team. He scored his first England goal. You know, he's even captained the England team as well, and you know, he's just going from strength to strength, and he's part of this Wolves team who, you know, they play a very exciting and incredible football at times, and he is a linchpin and a spokesperson and a great influence on that team. So Connor Cody, definitely alongside Virgil van Dijk. I'm going to play three-man midfield, and I'm going to go with Jordan Henderson. There might be some scoffs there, because in the past I've absolutely ridiculed Jordan Henderson, especially from the fact that, you know, his Sunderland days and whatnot, and I never assumed that he'd go on to be a Liverpool Champions League winning, captain. He'll be supported by Fernandes of Manchester United. Now, I can't look past this player. He's had a great impact. You know, a bit of a nasty player in my eyes, but, you know, sometimes you need that sort of player. But, you know, bar the nasty side, you know, he's got great attributes, and, you know, his goals that he scored for Man United have been important, but not just his goals, his contributions to goals. I think he's contributed to like 32 goals since he's been at Man United, and he scored about 18 of those, or, you know, assisted 14. Like, that's just fantastic in itself. So definitely Fernandes. Kevin De Bruyne, without doubt, again, he's level on par with Fernandes. There's not much to expand on here. Kevin De Bruyne's Kevin De Bruyne, excellent player. A bit of a surprise here for many, a bit of a bias here for me, but I'm going Bukayo Saka. Again, he broke through a couple of seasons ago, and then since then he's just been getting stronger and stronger and stronger from game to game, and, you know, he's a delight to watch, and he's a really important player to Arsenal at the moment. Bukayo Saka alongside Mane, one of the best in the Premier League in my eyes. He's such a fun player to watch. Some of the stuff that he does and he tries, and, you know, it's just, oh man, lost for words. Like, Mane is fantastic, like, and he's a potent goal scorer as well. James Vardy, basically, is just a monster of a striker. I do not know what to say about James Vardy. I thought his smoke would have died out ages ago, but he's just gone from strength to strength, season to season, you know, always amongst there with the top goal scorers, you know. And he's just been Leicester's top goal scorer for the last three or four seasons. James Vardy is an absolute beast of a player. So that is my 11. Alisson, Trent, Robinson, Virgil van Dijk, Conor Cody, Henderson, Fernandes, De Bruyne, Saka, Mane and James Vardy. So, moving on now, let's look at the best manager of 2020. Now, again, without doubt, I have to point fingers at Jurgen Klopp. You know, what he's done since he's been at Liverpool has been incredible. But what he's done in the last 2 years, 3 years at Liverpool has been out this world, you know. He's taken them to the Champions League, like, final twice. He lost in the final to Real Madrid, then he won it the season after. They had that great comeback against Barcelona, where I think they were like 3-0 down. It's remarkable what he's absolutely done at Liverpool. He's almost won it all so far. And yeah, last season, you know, with the way Liverpool ran away with the title, I think they were what, 19 points, 18 points ahead of the pack. You can only say, you know, you've got to give it to Jurgen Klopp and his Liverpool team. You definitely got to give it to Jurgen Klopp for leading that Liverpool team to success. But the team of 2020, for, you know, the turnaround that they've done for me personally, is going to be Aston Villa. Like, Dean Smith's Aston Villa, when they got promoted, you know, the predictions were they were going to go straight down. They struggled all of last season. He just couldn't manage to find the winning combinations and, you know, to pick up those points, and they were struggling at the bottom of the league. It wasn't until the last game of the season that they survived, and unfortunately Bournemouth went down. And then since then, they haven't looked back. Like, they've been shrewd in the transfer window, and, you know, they've bought Martinez, they bought Watkins, they bought Traore, amongst others. And, you know, the standard of football that Aston Villa are playing this season is just like the standard you expect from a top six, top four team. Like, they've been at it. They've, you know, they've beaten Liverpool 7-2. They've beaten Arsenal 3-1. They've picked up good results along the way. Yes, they've lost games and you've seen them, you know, drop points. But, you know, the players have absolutely fed into this new vibe that has miraculously come around that club. And yeah, I honestly, I'd have to give it to Aston Villa as my team of 2020, because the turnaround has been awesome. Now let's have a look at my goalkeeper of 2020, Alisson Becker. My defender of 2020, Virgil van Dijk. midfielder of 2020, I'm going to go Jordan Henderson. And attacker of, or striker of 2020, I'm going to go Mane. It's a clean sweep for the Liverpool boys, but they did clean sweep the Premier League last season. And it's pretty hard to look past any of those players because they were formidable. So lastly, my goal of 2020, look, people, I'm going to go Gabriel Martinelli versus Chelsea. Oh my days, what a goal that was. If you remember, Willian, basically playing for Chelsea at the time, was taking a corner. He's whipped it into the box. Someone's headed it out. I can't remember who's headed it out, but Martinelli's picked it up like 30 to 25 yards outside of the Arsenal box. And then he's just basically bolted forward up the field, you know, through a string of Chelsea, well, past a string of Chelsea players, even putting Kante, yeah, flat on his face as he passes him. And then he slides the ball past Kepa. He runs to the fans. I can't remember if it was towards the Arsenal fans, but he runs towards the fans and he just stands there, folds his arm. Lacazette comes right next to him, does the same thing. And it was just epic. It was epic. Seeing that goal was just epic because it was a brilliant goal by Martinelli. He put himself on the map. And yeah, that's my goal of 2020. You know, that's my best of 2020. If you've got any views on that, please just provide your comments in the comment area below. And once again, coming from the PT family members and myself, just want to say a big thank you to everybody that supported us in 2020. And, you know, like I said, 2021, bigger and better things to come from the PT family members. So we'll see you on the other side. With love, the G-Man. Bless. She's bad. She's